Well, we're starting out this work week back on a colder note. As expected, strong cold front rolling across the area Friday night brought in the chilly temperatures over the weekend and to start your work week. So grab a jacket today, but it's not all that bad. For the middle of January, we'll see plenty of sunshine. The winds won't be quite as strong as yesterday. So if you can protect yourself from the wind and you're in the sun, it's really a pretty nice January day. And so for the Martin Luther King Parade today, 10 a.m., sunshine, temperatures will only be in the 40s. Grab your jackets, sweaters, and coats, warming into the 50s. This afternoon. We'll see the warming trend somewhat anyway continue tonight through tomorrow. Won't be quite as cold tonight, although a pretty good setup for frost because we'll have very light winds and dew point temperatures will be quite high. So I would expect near and west of I-95 in particular a fairly heavy frost, even though temperatures will only get to just about freezing in inland spots and a little bit above along the St. Johns River, the Intracoastal, and the beaches. And that sets us up for a nice Tuesday, plenty of sun, and just a little bit below average tomorrow with highs in the low 60s. But that's ahead of the next strong cold front that will roll across the area Wednesday. Now, the interesting thing about this one is it's a strong Arctic front. It has some really cold air behind it, but it's fast moving. So it'll roll through on Wednesday, not a whole lot of moisture to work with, so maybe a sprinkle or two, but it doesn't look like any significant rain. A really sharp drop in temperatures will follow for some of the coldest air of the winter so far, Wednesday night and early Thursday, only to see a sharp warm-up by Friday that'll continue right on into the weekend. So pretty up and down and back and forth this week, not at all uncommon for this time of year. With that cold front on Wednesday, temperatures will be in the 50s. It'll be quite breezy, and then we'll have the temperature crash Wednesday night into early Thursday, with many inland spots west of I-95 dropping into the 20s Wednesday night into early Thursday. Again, it will rival some of the coldest air we've had this season. It's just that it won't last very long, and then Thursday's a cold day. It's really the coldest day of this week, despite a lot of sun just barely cracking 50 degrees on Thursday, and then by Friday, a lot of sun, and we're starting to warm up in what should be the start of a really nice warm-up. We're up to around 60 on Friday, and then it'll be even warmer over the weekend. So again, in review here, a cool start to the work week, just not exceptionally cold. We'll see some frost tonight, but not a significant freeze in most areas, but inland areas we'll see frost tonight. A brief warm-up tomorrow. Strong Arctic front on Wednesday. Moves through mainly dry, maybe a sprinkle or two, but the story will be the cold air that follows for Wednesday night into early Thursday. Some of the coldest air of the season so far. We'll drop temperatures into the 20s, at least inland, Wednesday night. And we may hit 32 even at the beaches early Thursday morning. So heads up and first alert on that freeze for Wednesday night into early Thursday. Then the start of another warming trend by the time we get to Friday. It's mainly a dry week. That's that chance for a sprinkle on Wednesday. There'd be no significant rainfall. And then, of course, it's Victory Monday. The Jaguars are headed to New England for a big football game, of course, on CBS 47, Action News Jax, Sunday afternoon. And I'll tell you what, the weather looks pretty mild right now in New England and Foxborough for that football game. The indications are right now a partly sunny sky and kickoff temperatures that would be a little bit either way of about 50 degrees, which by New England standards would be exceptionally warm for this time of year. So go Jags. And then on another note, kind of a climate note, if you will, this is a day to celebrate if you like longer days. Our sunrise this morning was at 7:24. That's 1 minute earlier than all last week, as we had our latest sunrise that we have during the year during the past 7 to 10 days, and now we start to gain time on that sunrise. We gain some daylight, in other words, about a minute or so every other day or so this time of year. But hey, we're gaining something, and we're especially gaining already on the back end on sunset, which is now about 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. So our days, folks, are getting longer. Have a great and safe Monday and week ahead with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.